This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. Welcome to an Ebony Femdom Christmas. Please buckle your seat and keep your hands inside the train and to yourself. And enjoy this humiliating tale of a round pink subby. If you missed any blog train posts, start your holiday train ride with Miss Constance. Who in the hell put the muffins in the freezer? That was probably the loudest the submissive ever heard Duchess Willow raise her voice. The muffins in question were the jumbo chocolate chip muffins, her favorite. He could feel her glare before he turned his head. Was it you, boy? He shook his head violently and then groaned in discomfort. No, ma'am, I haven't touched your muffins. Madam Duchess chuckled at the play on words. Well, you're certainly right about that. How are you feeling? The sub was pale and his belly swollen. Oh, miss, I don't think this was a good idea. The ebony femdom raised the eyebrow. You don't think at all, boy, and it serves you right. Now go freshen up and get ready for our guests. The Christmas party Duchess Willow was throwing included many LDW mistresses. Subby knew he'd have to hold himself together and what kind of party it would be. But his stomach was roiling from all the ranch Doritos he had eaten. It was punishment for not finishing his chores on time. She then gave him some lemonade to wash it down, and that's when the rumbling started. Just as he made it to the bathroom and splashed water on his face, he heard the squealing of one of the sissies being dragged from their hiding place. Just as the ebony femdom had suspected, she found her culprit. So, it was you, hmm? She asked. The sub heard the sound of a loud slap on bare flesh and another sissy shriek. Yes, miss. I'm sorry, miss. I thought you wanted them frozen. Ouch. Thank you, miss. Ouch. That went on for a turn, and then, as the sub stood gripping the porcelain sink, he heard Duchess say, You will be spanked in front of our guests after I'm done stuffing the little piglet that's hiding in the bathroom. The sub's face turned white as a sheet, as if it was possible for him to get any whiter. He knew what she had done to him and what she had planned for him as a form of entertainment. Scott knew his tears wouldn't save him. But it didn't stop him from blubbering for what was to come. It was quite embarrassing knowing that the ebony femdom had plumped him up so that she could put him on display to show her friends. And it didn't matter how much he begged and pleaded. She was going to fuck him and ride him hard in front of everyone in attendance. He heard the first guest arrive, laughing and chattering. And then his worst nightmare. Someone was headed toward his hiding place, and when the door opened, there stood Duchess and two of her friends dressed in Santa hats and sexy costumes. And as soon as they saw him, naked and plump, wearing piggy ears and a snout and a pink studded collar, with his tiny pink dick caged in pink plastic, they erupted into roaring laughter. Oh my, that's a good fat one, laughed one of the mistresses, the sub going from white to red-faced as he felt his tiny dick tingling from the humiliating attention. What are we going to do with this plump fellow? Another asked. The Duchess gazed at him and then a sly smile spread across her face. Why, we are going to spit roast this little piggy and make him squeal. More roaring laughter. and the sub felt his tiny erection straining and leaking from the cage. One of the women noticed and scowled, which only made it worse. Before she could respond, they heard the loud slap and sissy squealing coming from the living room. "Ugh," remarked Duchess. "That little slut will be punished for trying to steal the show." The sissy was wearing pink fishnet with the ass cut out, her slutty hole filled with a shiny gemmed butt plug, perfectly coiled ringlets bouncing on either side of her face, and one of the mistresses had just grabbed her and put the dizzy whore over her knee. Duchess knew the sissy's ass was irresistible for spanking, which is why she didn't bother warning the women that the sissy was not to be spanked until after the pig roasting strap-on event, so that she would have another reason to punish her. And now was the time the sub had dreaded. He stood there, trembling, and then before anyone could blink, the unthinkable happened. He was fast enough to get out of the way and into the tub, but to no avail. Their faces went from silent shock to mocking laughter. The sub sobbing uncontrollably at what had just occurred. "Well," the Duchess said, standing there with her hands on her hips, "you really are a pig now, aren't you?" The louder the women laughed, the harder the sub cried, only stopping when a cold spray of water hit his face. "You stop all that crying and clean yourself and the mess you made up. The guests are waiting." The women left, the door closing behind them, and the sub proceeded to do as he was told, knowing that this humiliation was only the beginning of the Christmas humiliation the night would hold. Far off in the distance, one of the mistresses could be heard saying, "Oh, it's so shiny. May I touch it?" This is Duchess Willow, the Ebony Febdom, and I am smirking as I write this because I did enjoy writing this story, and I hope you enjoy it too. And if you would like to be my dirty strap-on piggy bouncing on my big black dick, you can call me. The number is 1-800-601-6975. Ask to speak with Duchess Willow. You can also email me at willow@enchantrixempire.com for custom audios. Have a wonderful holiday, stay safe, and stay blessed.